It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Now it's nothing but Soul Man emails. Rick, this email says, who is the axe anchor at Coin you're referring to? David, no, I think he's... No, that was Sarah. We were just talking about Sarah's lack of... I was going to say lack of promotion, but really lack of acknowledgement of any kind on the Coin website that Sarah Dillon even exists, or in fact that there is a morning show. It's all very curious. Maybe you're all going to be replaced by Katie Couric. Maybe they're breeding some sort of a mutant clone army of Katie Couric's. And that's who's going to take your place, and it's been nothing but her. Wait, hold on. We really should just make a whole separate set of the website here for these glib witticisms that are coming in around the camp. We read this story earlier, and I swear to God, we'll get to some other, we gotta talk about the party here in a minute. We have to go over some more of these name submissions. We are now 15 days away from Listener Party 9, which is happening, Thursday, April 20th, Sabala's Mount Tabor, 7 p.m. right there on 49th and Hawthorne. We announced yesterday, incidentally, that, we are going to be featuring a musical performance by the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. Now, coming up sometime next week, y'all got to come up with a better name for those guys. Not the, everybody knows who they are, the Bigger Than Jesus Band, that's fine. It's time for them to move beyond that. They've got to find their own identity, and all of the names that they've come up with have been atrocious. So coming up next week, we'll have to come up with a suitably rockin' name for the Bigger Than Jesus Band. Coming up tomorrow, what's today? Wednesday, right? Coming up tomorrow on this program, we are going to be creating the set list for the band for Listener Party 9. Now, Listener Party 9, again, 2 weeks from tomorrow, 15 days away. The band is going to be doing a whole rock set, and we are going to be creating the set list. So tomorrow, don't be calling about today. But tomorrow, we're going to take your calls, and we're going to do a whole segment where we create the set list for the band at the party. Speaking of the party, we've all this other stuff to talk about. We'll talk about the name here in a second. I'll get some of these calls. Let me read a few of these emails. We read this story earlier from Wake Up Oregon on at Coin 6 about, what was it, a bobcat? A bobcat on a golf course.
Yeah.
Bit a guy, and then they had to beat the cat away with a golf club. And so we've been taking your suggestions for... But what did the anchor actually say? What was his actual glib witticism at the end of the story? I bet it wasn't as good as any of these.
I don't remember. It was something about... something about scratching or cutting. It didn't make any sense because I don't play golf. I have no idea.
Now, we've got this one. A cat with 9 lives and a 9 iron. And then, no, and the best part is you can't see his email, but it's from this guy named Mark, and then he actually writes, a cat with 9 lives and a 9 iron, and then he writes, ha ha, Z. Like, not even with an exclamation mark, just a period. Z, period. Alright. He says, by the way, is there a suburban version of Aaron Geek in the City? If there is, why not have a Geek City versus Suburb fight on Saturday? We're going to talk to Matt the Law Lindland later on today about Sport Fight 15, which is happening this Saturday at the Rose Garden. Rick, by the way, don't call it a natural. We had a meeting last month. It is still a fro. Get it right, Mike, a black guy in Portland. All right. Let's get these calls, and we'll talk about the listener party a little bit. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Good. Best C. Thomas Howell movie from the 80s. And I'm only 26 and shouldn't know this, but it's Side Out.
Side Out?
Volleyball movie?
A what movie?
It was a movie called Side Out.
Right.
It was a beach volleyball movie.
No, seriously. What was it about?
Seriously.
Beach volleyball?
Made a beach volleyball. St. John Smith and Randy Stoklos are in it.
Why do you know this?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
I love it when people... here's the best thing, is when I ask someone about absurd or strange knowledge they have, and I say, why do you know this? And they honestly have no idea.
You should see me in Trivial Pursuit.
I can't even... All right, hold on. Side Out. We should do a whole C. Thomas Howell Film Festival. You know what? I bet for like some bus fare and like a pint of something or other, we could probably get him here. All right. Excellent. Side Out. I'll look into it, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You spread the word.
Over.
All right. Seacrest out. Are you taking my picture with my own phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Are you calling about glib witticisms or C. Thomas Howell today?
About the cat.
Okay, about the glib witticism on Coin News. Okay, how would you end the story?
Well, first of all, they should have said, and everybody knows you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a 69-year-old golfer.
That's terrible. All right, okay.
Come on, that was funny.
No, it is funny. It is funny, but as I'm saying, it's funny.
It's TV funny.
It's
it's not radio funny. There are two different things.
TV funny and actual humor, they're really, I mean, they're barely in the same phylum, let alone the same family. All right, is that all you had today, sir?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. It's not, you know, sometimes a guy has nothing, sometimes he has just like a little bit above nothing, and that's kind of what that was. Look at this. I'm not going to read them all, I swear to God, but I've got like 70 emails here, and the subject line is all, glib witticisms. All right, do you have the story, Tim? Or did you throw it away already?
I probably threw it away already.
Tim just insta-shreds everything.
Well,
I'm working
on new and developing stories.
All right. We've got this. Rick, this is another glib witticism for the end of the golfing bobcat story. This one reads, on a lighter note, the elder golfers were happy that they finally broke 70. Bones, that is. Z.
And now here's a mattress commercial.
Yeah. here's a badly filmed local commercial featuring a family. Let's see. Rick, here we are into listener party names. How about listener party 9, all party except for the clowns and the hurling? All right. No. No, how about we never call it that instead? Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick, imagine this line being delivered by the sports guy in response to one of the anchors. That's the other thing. They do the alley-oop where they get the sports guy who's like on the other side of the desk or like in front of the green screen or something. They do that like where they skip over the anchor man in the middle and the alley-oop is between the two guys on the opposite end of the desk. Did anyone get the number of strokes it took to get the cat? That's Joe in Hillsboro. Well, that explains that. Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick, this email says, I can't find Soul Man, but I did find a few DVD rips of The Outsiders. Now I have to download it. You bastard. Why did you make me think of C. Thomas Howell? I don't know. All right, let's move on. It's 503-733. Don't call about the Bobcat anymore. You can still call about C. Thomas Howell. Quit calling about the Bobcat. It's 503-733-2970. We are now, 15 days away? We are 15 days away from Listener Party 9, which is coming up Thursday, April 20th. Sabala's Mount Tabor, right there on the 49th and Hawthorne. And the Bigger Than Jesus Band, the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus Band, they're going to be performing. We're all going to be there, the cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show. It's going to be the best thing ever. But we've been wading through. See, because all the pressure is on the name this time. Because not only is it the first party we've done in a year, but it's like we were off the air for a year. We're the best. And if I can speak candidly and frankly about this. Plus, I mean, the assembled expectations for this party, it just could not possibly be higher. Because I think, and I'm not going to name names here, but I think there are probably factions within CBS Radio that secretly expect no one to come. It's going to be like they expect that they're going to go there and it's going to be like us and like four people and like a guy still passed out from the night before.
Well, I'm getting nervous because, I mean, you know, more and more people every day are finding out we're on the air because, you know, we don't have, you know, some big campaign saying that we're back.
I'm not on the side of a bus, but I'm not bitter about it. So that's what you gotta, and I'm...
Yeah, please help us.
You spread the word.
Keep our jobs.
You shouldn't say it that way.
I mean, we're not that desperate.
No, I'm just saying it's going to be. I mean, it's a big deal. It's going to be huge, and I got to tell you, we've got a whole bunch of things we're going to be rolling out in the next week or so. Things that are going to be happening. I have one, and I can't announce it, and I'm only going to fleetingly mention it here. There is one. How do I put this? One happening, because I've already announced that we're going to have the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. They're going to be performing some of your rock favorites. We are working on a special guest happening.
Yeah.
As part of that musical performance, we are working on a special performance that I can't. It's not quite confirmed. I can't quite tell yet, but probably tomorrow we'll be able to talk about it. Probably tomorrow we'll be able to confirm it. Let's see. Rick, short list of names for the listener party. Honorable mention, Geeks on Fire. Unemployment After Party is another one. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Under the Table and Puking. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Cosmopolis Hoedown.
Oh.
Yeah, see, you all know that I'm a sucker for anything that's just Cosmopolis. Rick, just thought I'd throw in my suggestion for a listener party. This is all my creatine-soaked brain could come up with. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Revenge of the Geek. Well, we've already got Return of the Emerson, which I like a lot. But the only problem with Return of the Emerson is it's got that whole thing of, see, that whole thing of putting my own name in it, which makes me feel all awkward and whatnot. Let's see. We've got this. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Emerson Army, Listener Party. Nah, I can't. That just becomes too much of a mouthful. Emerson Army, Listener Party. I like this sort of assonance to that one, though. How about this? Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Mission Accomplished. That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's from, yeah. I got two. That's from Mark.
That's no kissing my ass.
Here's the thing. I went home and Lara was all over me about the kissing my ass thing. She's like, that's the best listener party name ever. How can you not call it kissing my ass?
Can I just point to the fact that about an hour ago, you sat and talked for about 10 minutes about mentally retarded children selling light bulbs, and you have no problem talking about that or laughing about it.
I don't think that'll fit on the
banner. You know what's the fact? Is that Kissin now exists in the place of where we used to have jobs. That's a fact.
Look, all I'm saying, Little Miss Bitter, is that but they had nothing to do with that.
Of course they didn't.
I just wonder if we... Look, I am not going to dispute that Listener Party 9, Kissin, my ass, I'm not going to dispute that it's genius. I'm really not. It really is fantastic.
I bet somebody's going to print some T-shirts and wear them to the party, regardless of what happens here.
Okay. Yes. And then we're going to blow up some corporate artwork. My only point, we're not really going to do that. My only point is that I just wonder, as great as it is, and don't get me wrong, it's not that it personally offends me. It's not that I'm morally offended by it. It's not that I find that it's over the edge. I just, part of me wonder if it's misdirected anger. Part of me wonders if it's just directing bitterness at those who do not deserve it.
But see, I'm not angry. I mean, I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's not anger.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't work there anymore when you got flipped.
Oh, you got fired already. You were fired.
I was already fired.
You were fired the week before. By the way, some C. Thomas Howell news. Rick, I think Side Out came out playing on the popularity of beach volleyball in the L.A. Summer Olympics in 1984.
That is way too deep.
But Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, and Anthony Edwards followed it up with their beach scene in Top Gun. All right, let's, hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How can I help you today?
The C. Thomas, Resurrection Project for your band.
The C. Thomas, hold on.
The C. Thomas Howell Resurrection Project.
C. Thomas Howell Resurrection.
Project.
Project. Okay, I want to make sure I don't get it wrong, but experience or anything.
That's all right. I got a high school education from Utah.
All right. So, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Dave.
This is what? Who?
Dave.
Okay, calm down, dude. Just asking a question. Just the phone was a little muffled there. No need to get all, Naomi Campbell on me. What's up? What do you got?
Okay, I know you said leave the cat alone, but he was in a movie called A Tiger's Tale with Anne Margaret, I think.
Who, C. Thomas Howell?
Uh-huh. It wasn't good, but she's naked.
Anne Margaret?
I think it is.
When did this come out? Because she's got to be having dust by now.
Yeah, late 80s. It was a very, what are they called, June, December type of role.
Oh, I see. Where it was like, he's the younger man that teaches her how to love again.
Yeah. As a side note here, the band?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just name them Lake and Palmer?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. No.
That took some thought.
That's not going to happen. Lake and Palmer. I do like C. Thomas Howell Resurrection Project, though. You know why I like that? C. Thomas Howell Resurrection Project doesn't really scream rock, but it is. You could probably get booked at some of those hits. Like, you could get booked at the Doug Fir. Like, they wouldn't even need to hear what you sounded like, because you got a kitschy, zany, like, it's an ironic 80s name, referencing a guy that sucks, you know, but who made bad movies we all watch. They would book you right now, sight unseen. It's like calling yourself, like, Light Bright or something. Every hipster bar in the country would immediately... What are we called? What's the name of your band? We're called Larry the Downstairs Neighbor on Three's Company. And it's like, there you go. You'll be at the Holocene tomorrow. All right, let's... Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Colin.
Hi, Colin. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to help you out with a little bit of the listener party name.
Okay.
As far as the kissing my ass.
Let me ask you this. Just when I say Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9... Kissing my ass. Now, no one's disputing that it's witty and it's funny. Do you feel that it's... Have listener party names gone too far?
I personally love it. But I want to say it's also appropriate, even though kissing may not be the reason why you're gone. We as listeners tuned in the next day and got this bombardment of this crappy oldies music.
I got to tell you, by the way, this
what's the problem?
I got to tell you, this discussion, by the way, is the first news many people have had that that station even exists. There's no one even knows it's there.
What? Did they boost their signal up? Because that's all I can get for like
no, they can't.
Positions on the
no, they can't. Never gonna happen. Not gonna happen. You should be listening to K Hits anyway.
I don't want to.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Thank you.
You didn't sell that very well.
Okay. It's 503-733-2. I'm sorry. Maybe I lacked the urgency in my delivery. Maybe my instructions to him were not as persuasive and concise as they might otherwise have been. It's 503-733-2970. Jesus. Okay. We have to break here, don't we?
Well, we don't have
Rupe until like two, but that's so we should still break because we should not get terribly behind. Because right now we're actually almost on time. All right, we're gonna take a break here. We're gonna come back. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. Here's what's coming up. We're talking about the. At some point today, just so I can get it off my guilty freaking conscience, we're going to play a little bit of that Three Little Pigs song for the Jessica woman. Jim Roop is going to be on here later to talk about a guy who blew off his hand by picking up a 40-millimeter artillery shell and using it, I swear to God, to squash an insect on a hard surface. I know that I've just told you the whole story there, but trust me, it's going to be just as funny the second time. Matt the Law, Lindlin will be here later on. News pile coming up. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Here's Hank Jr. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along. You can also email if you want. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com. Now, I thought it was just part of the spunky chemistry that we had here.
Sure.
Sarah's claiming that I'm being extra mean to her.
No, I'm saying that other people are taking notice. I got a couple remarks. I was feeling a little.
They don't know what kind of relationship we have, baby. They only see it from the outside.
Sure.
They don't see the cuddling. They only see the hitting.
And they don't see how happy I am.
I'm not being extra mean.
You're being a little mean today.
Screw you. No, see, that was ironic. No, see, that was funny. See, that was. All right. I
maybe I should try to cheer everyone up.
I know poor Tim is stuck in the middle of us.
I am literally in the middle of this. Luckily, I am in the
now,
middle.
Now, don't take any offense when I say this. Now, are you sure this isn't being filtered through a little clumpy
day? It isn't because of nature's special time.
Okay.
No.
All right. You're sure about that?
Hey, I got emails from guys.
Well, maybe
who aren't
they're
going through
maybe they're
time.
Having their period. Well, maybe not then if they're guys.
Yeah.
Well, but see those guys are they're trying to get on your good side. You know what it is? You know what those guys are doing? They're doing the old he doesn't appreciate you, Sarah. That's exactly what that's going to say.
And you've already explained that you hit me because you love me.
It's true.
Yeah.
Love taps.
It makes sense.
Shows. So embarrassing. It's 503-733-2970. Those are figurative hits, by the way, if anybody in HR is listening.
David Hasselhoff hits.
Moving forward. Rick, how about listener partner? Now, see this dovetails with my suggestion. Now, I told Sarah like 3 days ago. I said I have the name, and I was going to seal it in an envelope. I was going to do a whole thing where I sealed it in an envelope, didn't open it, didn't tell anybody what it was, but I had the name that I thought was going to win out.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says, "How about listener party nine, Rick on a stage," which is like a snakes on a plane thing. This was my idea. My idea, and I was going to put this in an envelope. I was going to seal it up. I was going to lay it here, and I wasn't going to get anybody to know about it. I wasn't going to tell anybody about it. We were going to go ahead, and we were going to take the we were going to take suggestions from the listeners, and then at the end, I was going to unseal the envelope and reveal what I believed was going to be the winning name. My idea was Listener Party 9, Drunks in a Bar.
Yeah, see, and I didn't get it at first either.
See, but I guess it only works if you say, like, you know, snakes on... That should be the title. Drunks in a Bar. You know, like snakes on a plane. Oh. I thought everybody got it. See, okay, it didn't work then. I thought that everybody would immediately get it. Drunks in a Bar. And they go, oh, drunks in a freaking bar. You know, they would totally understand the Sam Jackson. Fine, whatever. Fine. Y'all are being mean to me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here at the City Desk, here's Tim Riley.
Top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Kim Radler reporting. This woman's turning out to be a nutcase. Representative Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, no, she's full on crazy.
I mean, I watched her on TV twice today, and I mean, she's just, I think she already snapped.
No,
yeah, she does not seem very stable.
No, my wife works with the clinically, the mentally ill. And she is what my wife would call just plain nuts.
She's a step away from making light bulbs. Well, now she says, this has become much ado about a hairdo, she said on CBS's early show. McKinney, a Georgia Democrat, recently dropped her trademark cornrows in favor of a curly brown fro. Now, in case you missed all this.
She had cornrows, and now it's a what? I'm sorry, not a natural.
A curly brown fro.
Are we back? Are we really at... Are we black people? Are we back to calling it a fro? I thought it was not a fro for a while. I thought it was back. I thought it was a natural.
No, no, no.
A natural? You sound like you're 50.
Thought it came with the ice wagon.
I thought they had a natural.
I thought when you put on your dungarees in the morning and you... Well, whatever. All right. But
for those of you who missed the whole thing, she's accused of hitting a police officer in the chest with a cell phone after she was stopped from entering a building without an ID. So she was trying to barrel her way in there.
So cell phones have just become the weapon of choice for black women wishing to hit people.
Even if you're not a movie star.
Really what this is. Like, if you want to abuse someone, that's, you reach for the Motorola.
So here's some of the insanity from, she went on all these talk shows this morning. So here's part of that insanity. During an interview.
Oh, wait, do I have audio on this?
Yes, you do.
Oh, fantastic.
Hour number two.
Hold on. All right, is this...
CMTV1.
CMT, oh, okay, all right.
During an interview, McKinney would only talk about what she believes is a racist behavior on part of the Capitol Police.
In Washington, D.C., we had 39 young people visiting from the state of Georgia, all of whom were African American. Right. And they had a very, very negative experience with the Capitol Hill Police.
As opposed to everybody else who has great experiences with the police. As opposed to everybody out there that says, yes, I was pulled over yesterday and it was fantastic.
I watched this interview with her and she just seemed unhinged.
Really?
And, yeah, and she just launched into like this written speech and she was like...
And she had a lawyer sitting next to her on CNN.
Yeah. Oh. Her lawyer's just sitting there and so Harry's trying to talk to her and she's just like, it's much ado about a hairdo and then like, launches
what does that even
it's
mean?
Like, thank you for your question. But here's
a prepared statement that has nothing to do with what you asked.
Exactly.
Well, I don't understand the thing with the hairdo. Is she... I swear to God, this is the way I heard you read this. Mm-hmm. Is she saying that the guard was screwing with her because she doesn't have cornrows anymore?
Apparently so. She was alluding to that. In an interview on Fox News, in which she was asked if she did indeed strike the officer, McKinney avoided responding.
Press did you hit him at all? Could you just tell me if you hit? Could you tell me if you? I know that. We saw the press conference. Could you just tell me if you hit the officer?
But we had black elected officials who recounted
about your incident, though? About your incident? Can you tell me if you hit the Capitol officer?
It was the same thing all morning in all these shows.
Where was that? Where is that?
That was on Fox News. But the same thing happened on CNN.
Oh, no. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. She sounds crazy. Don't, I'm not saying she doesn't. Fantastic. Oh, that's gonna end so badly for everybody who's her. But for all the rest of us, I can smell a full 2 weeks of this coming. Is somebody talking about her at CNN?
Everybody was talking about her.
I mean, do we have a CNN person talking about her? I didn't realize she'd gone all bonkers like this.
Yeah. All morning.
That's good news. Well, you know, maybe tomorrow. We'll find somebody from CNN. Like, I'm sure Lisa Goddard or Ed McCarthy or somebody. They're going to have somebody talking about her tomorrow. So, excellent. We'll find out tomorrow about that. Because, first of all, you can tell she's toast. You can tell she's never going to be reelected to anything ever again.
She should have kept the cornrows.
This is what happens.
Wait, so is she complaining because the guard didn't recognize her? Because they're supposed to, I guess, you know people by face?
Know people by face, I guess.
So, I mean, Well, she has one hairdo for years and years.
Seriously,
and years, and
like
gets it all chopped off.
If I shave my head, they're not going to know who I am. I'm coming into some place where there's hundreds of people every day. They're going to have no idea. So, all right. Sarah, you should get cornrows tomorrow and see if anybody recognizes you.
Okay.
That'd be good.
So is somebody calling about cornrows or a natural? Let's find out. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Are you calling about Coin TV, cornrows, or C. Thomas Howell?
I'm talking about the listener party name.
Oh, damn. All right. Okay, fine. What is it?
David Tell named it for you. Ready?
Yes.
It's Pizza Santa Claus, because everybody likes one of those things.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes, all right, there you go.
Well, he bleeped himself.
That was worth interrupting the show for.
It was.
All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, this breaking story, a 9-page complaint against Chief Derek Foxworth was released this morning, and it is shocking. It contains graphic emails that Angela Oswald claims was sent to her by Foxworth beginning in the year 2000 when Foxworth was her commanding officer. The complaint says Foxworth began to solicit her for a clandestine and secret sexual relationship using the police department's email system. According to the complaint, Foxworth and Oswald would rendezvous at her Clackamas home. Well, that's not romantic.
Rendezvousing her Clackamas love nest.
Well, he was both on and off duty.
Won't you come with me to Gresham?
So she gave some examples of these emails listed in the complaints. He wrote, quote, allegedly,
Florida was once a nation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have daydreamed about walking through your front door and you wearing one of your most sexy special outfits. Then I push you up against the wall, kiss you passionately as my tongue enters your mouth and I make love to your mouth. And then I want to make love to your body.
Oh!
I'm not done yet.
I think I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Then completely exposed in front of you is my naked brown chocolate body.
Oh, you know, I had...
Rick just fell out of his chair.
I had no... Well, did you hear that coming?
No.
Say that one more time.
Yes.
All right. There, completely exposed in front of you, is my naked brown chocolate body.
Oh, I feel like someone's jamming, like, those corn on the cob holders into my ears. Okay, go ahead.
That was it. I was going to leave it at that.
I'm sorry. I really can't
make it any better.
I guess we're ending on a... We're going out on a high note there. Okay. I think we should call this Listener Party 9 Tim Riley's Naked Chocolate Body. All right. Let's move forward now.
All right. Well, a charter school teacher in Albany is out of the classroom and in the courtroom. This is in New York, not Oregon. Police say Mark Holly gave a 10-year-old New Covenant student a wedgie during a summer school program sometime between July and August of last year. The 41-year-old is charged with endangering the welfare of a child by doing this. The mother of the boy told investigators she reported the alleged incident to school administrators immediately, but New Covenant didn't file anything with the police department.
It's a wedgie. Kids are so soft these days. Who among us hasn't gotten a wedgie a time or ten in school? Please.
It's true.
No, it's true. Well, yeah, that story about the, where's that story about the teacher with the hickey?
Oh, wait a minute.
No, it's right here. I've got it.
Oh, okay.
It's, this is from, Sentinel, from Montana's news station. The one-person operation. The Sentinel High School teacher suspended for giving a student a hickey has officially resigned. Missoula County Public Schools fathomed the level of learning that must happen there. I can't even imagine what their exit test is like there. Is it just like being able to identify a square or something? Public Schools confirms Dan Kuchera submitted his resignation several weeks ago. Kuchera has not taught at Sentinel since January after being charged with misdemeanor assault. Kuchera acknowledged making a stupid mistake. By giving... this is frustrating because there's no context to this at all. It doesn't explain who he gave the hickey to, why you give... Hickey's another one of those unpleasant words. It's like...
You expect more from Montana's leading news station.
I really do. Hickey to me is like panty. I just find it to be an altogether the oogie word. Just induces a lot of cringe. Do you remember this? But here's the...
I wonder what the origin of that word is.
I don't know, but I will tell you this. That hickey... You want to talk about a universal experience... The universal experience is that moment when you're 16 and you're standing in front of that mirror in your bedroom and you're trying to figure out how to cover it up or make it go away or something before you go to high school or whatever. And then there's always like that wiseacre in your class that tells you if you put like a, I don't know, whatever it is, like a frozen butter knife or something on it.
No, a comb. A fine-tooth comb gets rid of it.
What do you mean? But what?
How do you? You like scrape your neck.
And it makes it go away?
Yeah.
How is that possible? How does that work?
You know, because bruises are, I guess, clumping of like blood underneath your skin, and it really does work.
Hold on, I'm gonna write that down. Listener Party 9, clumping of blood. Clumping.
And combing it out.
Combing out the blood. well, because we always heard that this is so stupid when you think about it. When you're a kid, you just believe the lamest things, though. Because we were always told it was like a frozen spoon or something. Did you ever hear that?
No.
See, is this just a regional thing or is this a generational thing? When I was growing up, frozen spoon. They said if you had a hickey, something, you know, whatever, the mark on your neck or whatever it was, you're supposed to take a largish spoon, you freeze it overnight, and then you like it, whatever, you apply it to your neck, and then you're good to go. Well, fine, whatever. Apparently it's a comb.
I guess so.
All right. We've got this, another, God, the coin six witticisms keep coming in. This was about the golfer attacked by a bobcat. Bobcat? Lucky for that guy, it wasn't a tiger in the woods. Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And then he signs it. Thank you. Thank you very much. No, sir. No. Thank you, sir. Thank you. What else do we have here? Let's see. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, broken back in the saddle again. Listener Party 9, A New Hope. Listener Party 9, let's see. No, I've got nothing. Rick, I don't believe any of the Bigger Than Jesus House members or singers are named Thomas, but perhaps you can do a Ramones-esque renaming thing, call the band. No, I'm not even reading these. I'm moving on. All right, we're moving on. We're going to stop with the C. Thomas Howell Resurrection Project. All right, do we have to break here?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, why am I asking you even responding?
I thought you were looking at me.
No, why would I be looking at you?
I don't know.
Well, actually, we saw
Luscious brown chocolate body. Well, it is a 40. Don't we have to take the 40 here?
Well, no.
It's 45 minutes after. How do we not have to take the 40?
We should keep going.
We're on a streak.
All right, Tim, just roll on.
Well, two feuding businessmen are heading to court after one man created lewd images of the other and posted them on the Internet using his rival's business name in the website address. Richard Boucher, owner of Boucher's Furniture Store in Milford, New Hampshire, acknowledges creating the site, which showed a photo of Nick D'Agostino's face superimposed on a pornographic image and another manipulating to show a penis attached to his head. Boucher said his actions may have been wrong, but he was trying to even the score by D'Agostino, owner of Oaks Furniture in Amherst, whom he accused of trying to ruin his business. Anything I did on the web was in retaliation for something he started, Boucher said. My mistake was that I stooped to his level. D'Agostino took Boucher to court to shut down the site that says is causing him stress and hurting his business. This is destroying my life. I'm getting phone calls from people. Do you do that kind of thing in your store?
Okay. Yes, we do. That's exactly what they do. All right. I've got... let me read a couple of these. We're not going to get to the whole news pile today. Got this. This is... Apparently Barry Williams and Christopher Knight, who play the brothers Greg and Peter on the Brady Bunch... Insert Peter joke here. We'll be preparing a gay couple, attention Sarah Dillon, on an upcoming episode of that 70s show in early May, and rumor has it, they will kiss on camera. Ooh. Yeah, a whole generation's homoerotic fantasies come true. And finally, I just have to read this. The headline says it all here. Stone to direct Basic Instinct 3. And note, by the way, that this is like Imus still using how Imus uses that publicity photo of himself from like 1960, mm-hmm. Like when he's got the full head of hair before he started looking like a desiccated, sucked out corpse. Sharon, they're using the picture of her where she still looks like Storm. Not so much now, where she kind of she's just like her chin has elongated itself somehow. She's just sort of become. She's got, you know what I mean? It's like she's got points in her face where you're not supposed to have points. It's like she's got geometric angles just jutting out from her head at random angles. Sharon Stone will direct Basic Instinct 3 in Britain, the actress has revealed. The blonde star is keen to continue the franchise following her return as Catherine Tremell in the recent release sequel, but wants to step behind the camera next time around. Stone, 48, and there is no way that Sharon Stone is only 48. In no way is she less than 50 years old. She's been shaving years since day one. She said, quote, there's a script for the next part of the story. One just senses like an ongoing, endless Friday the 13th-esque exploitation here. But I would like to direct it rather than star in it. And a nation breathes a sigh of sweet relief. It'll be filmed in the UK again as the setting is more intense and edgy. All right. Let me read a couple of these emails, and then we'll break here. Rick, listener party nine. How about listener party nine? F everybody with a coffee mug. Listener party nine. The clowns ate my mommy. Listener party. Here we go again. Listener party nine. Brokeback Mount Tabor. Rick Emerson. Listener party nine. This is from James. Rick Emerson, listener party nine. Moist panties and bacon.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, the station will get behind that one.
I can see the marketing department whipping up that logo. Uh-huh. What kind of clip art can we use for this? Do you have me that CD-ROM catalog. Rick Emerson, listener party nine. Sarah Dillon's Night of Naked Mouth Love. I have no idea what that even means. Naked Mouth Love. That sounds like a thing for that.
Hey, we could stop saying that anytime now.
Rick Emerson, listener party nine, not noted for its good taste. And so forth. By the way, Kristen in accounting weighs in that the Foxwood love notes are, quote, the creepiest goddamn thing I've ever heard. Please stop. For the love of holy Christ, please stop. Let's break now. We're going to come back. Jim Roop will be here from CNN in just a short while. Just going to talk about this guy blew off part of his hand by picking up a 40-millimeter shell and slamming it repeatedly against the ground. And we've got Matt the Law Lindland, who's going to be joining us later on, and we'll roll out a bit of this Three Little Pigs song for our friend Jessica. You stay there. It is the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on Johnson 970.